How do people get started? Where do they get stuck? Does their family really follow along when they want to get organized? Wouldn't you love to peek behind the curtain and see how other people in the 100-day program are actually getting their home organized? Well, that's what we're going to be doing from now on the Wednesday new Organize 365 podcast. I would love to introduce you to your fellow Organize 365 members that are on this home organization journey with you. Let's see how they have gone from disorganized to organized.
Anna, did you first find Organize 365?
It was a long time ago. I was searching on Pinterest for organizing ideas, and I had come across the 40 Days, One Whole House Challenge, the blog. And so I started following you through that. And I really got into the Sunday basket because in 2013, I had lost my mom to cancer. And 2 weeks later, my first daughter was born. So it was just this huge whirlwind. Wow. And I was in charge of doing the estate for my mom and then, you know, all of the things that come with having a firstborn child and everything like that. I was so overwhelmed. So the Sunday basket really helped with all of the paper and the will and getting everything beneficiary stuff situated and all that stuff.
So I am so lifesaver. Sorry for your loss. And that was back when the Sunday basket was an ebook. Like there was no rhyme or reason. There was no training. There was no physical product. It was just like, this is how I organized my life in this basket. And I like explained it, but there was no course or anything.
Right. And there were no flash pockets that, you know, that's when we went and got them at Walmart and stuff like that. So I've been along the whole way. So I signed up as soon as you had Sunday basket 1.0 and 2.0. And I was I've been there for it all.
So having been there for it all, like was adding on like the products and the courses and all of that, even though you were working with your Sunday basket, why did you even add on the products as they came out? Because you already knew the basics.
There's just some level that having those actual products done for you step by step, this is how you do it. It's color coded. I'm all into the colors and you know, they're like the tabs, they're all cohesive. They all fit. They fit into binders correctly. Like it works. So that is why I'm like, you know, you can do it with buying the piecemealing it here and there, but the system, when you buy it all together, it's so much easier and it just works. Like I have multiple Sunday baths.
I love it. This is not a paid advertisement.
No, no. And I tell this to everyone I know.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So you found me right as you were going through two of the biggest life transitions you can have, having your first baby and losing your mom. Tell me about the people who live in your family now and how old your kids are.
So now we have my husband, Chris, and I live in our house. We've been married for 9 years now. So I'm 33, stay-at-home mom. And he works for our state and he's 34. And we have our daughter, Hallie, who is now 6. So that's how long it's been since I've been on the journey here. And then our son, Jacob, who joined us, is 3.
Oh my goodness. So fun. So you are due for a nap about now, according to my estimations.
Yes, I definitely need a nap.
Do you take naps often? Because if you followed me that long, you know I say to take a lot of naps.
You do. I'm really bad at taking naps because I can't wake back up. So I know myself well enough to know not to do that, but I take a lot of baths.
Okay, fine. Go to bed earlier then.
Yeah.
We'll change it for you. Yeah. All right. So we kind of knew when you found me, why did you start getting organized or how did you start on that journey?
So I think I've been trying to get organized my entire life. I have a natural ability to like sort things and order things. I love the color coding. Like if you give me a package of Smarty candies, I'm going to open it and sort it by color before I eat them. I mean, I'm weird like that. Yet like at home, it's just, I have so much stuff and I'm very creative and I'm here and there and I'm a stuff out person. I really like to see what I have in front of me. Yep. So I'm like, very visual and I make a mess. And so growing up with my mom, she was kind of the same way as I am, like very neat and orderly at work, you know, the most organized person. But at home, I think she had expelled all her neatness elsewhere and she just kept everything. So it was not it was normal to me to put stuff in a closet and close the closet, never to be opened again. Like, okay. There was bedrooms, by the time I was a teen, there were bedrooms that were just stuff rooms. The hot mess room times the house, you know? And so When I became an adult, that was normal to me. So I was feeling we have a 3-bedroom house plus a bonus room. And when we moved in here, it was just my husband and I, and It was full. And then we started having kids, and it got more full. It got really full. So especially the time my daughter was born, I was like, I have to figure this out. I have to figure out how to get organized and get rid of all of this stuff.
So you understood innately how to sort and make piles and make containers, but you didn't learn along the way the process of decluttering, organizing what's left, and increasing your productivity and going around in that circle. You just kept all the stuff, and you could figure out how to make it into different piles. That's how far you could get on your own.
Absolutely. I think The decluttering part was what was really missing, because I could organize the stuff, but it couldn't stay organized, or it would stay organized if you didn't touch it, but then you didn't use it.
Do you have any siblings?
I have a sister.
Older or younger?
She's 4 years older than I am.
Okay. And is she organized, or?
She is a kindergarten teacher, and she is very organized, but her home is similar. Gonna kill me. She's not very organized.
Yeah. Okay. So same thing.
She's a stuff person. She has a small house, and she's a stuff person.
Mm-hmm. Because you guys were raised that way. I mean, that's how you were raised. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you found me 6 years ago. But when did you first start to get organized and actually implement some of the organization?
So I listened for a long time, and I probably didn't start really organizing until the end of 2016.
Okay.
And I didn't join the program. I didn't join the 100-day program until after that even.
Yeah. So see, that's totally normal. I say all the time, if you're listening for 18 months, 2 years, it's totally normal, right?
Yes.
Okay. So then you finally were like, all right, I'm going to get started. How did you get started?
So I finally was like, I just have to do this. I have to sign up, because what am I waiting for? You know, there is going to be no better time. I'm at home with the kids. This is the time to focus. And I already had the Sunday basket.
Right.
So I went ahead and I did sign up for the 100-day program. And eventually I added the all access to it, but I started with the 100 days.
And you just went section by section through the house, through the course, exactly how it was laid out?
Yeah, so I'm the typical person who went through it the first time and just made it through the kitchen.
Perfect.
Yes. And then the second time around, you know, made it through the master bedroom and the bathroom, and took it another time around to get it most of the whole house.
But I think that is important to share, because I say it all the time, but I think people hear it and they go, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's just saying that so we don't feel bad if we don't get very far, or why in the heck would I buy a 100-day program that people only get through 21 days of the first time? And I think it's because we're so used to getting it, doing it, and being done. That's not what this is. I mean, this is learning habits. It's learning organizing. It's changing your family tree. Like, your kids will grow up in a different house than you grew up in. And that's not something you could check off the to-do list. And the bottom line is, you have to give yourself grace. Like, if you think you just buy it, check it off the list, and get it done, then it's another task that you did. But if you really listen for years, and then you sign up and you do 21 days, and then you do 42, and you slowly do, you're slowly making lifestyle changes that are going to last. And the way to do that is to give yourself grace. So Anna, over this time, have you given yourself grace?
I have. And I mean, it took me a while, because I'm definitely what I call a recovering perfectionist.
Yes.
And I, when I signed up, I was going to be the person that did the challenge in 100 days. I was going to do it perfectly and be done. And that's not my reality. I mean, I have little kids. We're changing all the time how the house works and flows. And so it took me a while, but now I feel like I am able to give myself a lot more grace and just enjoy being in the present. And it's not perfect. There is no perfect. And my after might not even be as neat as some people's before. And that's okay. it works for us. We're happy as a family, and that's what matters. That's what it's all about.
Yes. You know, those before and after pictures, I've had a lot of social media agencies say, you need before and after pictures to show and showcase what's in the 100-day program. And Anna, of course, we're going to be showing your before and after picture. We have a before and after picture for every Wednesday guest that we have on. But I don't do before and after pictures of my house either, because the before sometimes doesn't look that bad and the after doesn't look that different. Yet I know that that space is so much more functional for me and I feel great when I walk in there. And like my after pictures depress me because I'm like, that does not show the amount of effort and change that I just put into this space. Like I want all the cabinet doors open in my after so that you can see what it looks like on the inside. Right. So I think we are always looking for that before and after, but it's not something you see in a picture. It's something like you feel inside.
Yes, that's what it is, because it's not about how beautiful it looks, because something can be really beautiful, but it's not functional. And so making it function for, you know, where you're at with your family, where you are in your stage of life. If you don't have a family, you know, making it work for you is what it, you know, what the process really helps you do.
Yes. Okay. So tell us, what was the first time that you noticed something was organized that wasn't organized before?
So it's funny. If you look back in the Organized 365 group, like the general one, not the 100-day one, I even posted back in 2016. It was around Christmas time. And we always make my grandma's sugar cookies, like her recipe. I have the very old cookbook that was hers, and that's our tradition. And I love it, but I dread it because it's just like this huge ordeal. And, you know, we make them from scratch and it's the kind you roll out and you cut out and you do the sugar. So I was like, oh man, I like doing it, but so much work. And that year we went to do them and it went so smoothly that when we were done, I was looking around the kitchen like, no, there's more to it than this. Like there has to be more. And so now I just enjoy making them because the kitchen is organized. The pantry is organized. And we're productive.
Oh my gosh. I love that story. So do you have all of her stuff for making sugar cookies in like one bin, or do you have to go into different cabinets to get it?
We have like all the sprinkles and the cookie cutters are all in a bin because we use that together. But we shop in like the bulk bins and stuff. So we have all of like the OXO containers or things like that. So those are all together in the baking section of the pantry next to the sprinkles and cookie cutters.
How fun. Okay. I love it. I love it. So what has happened since you started on this journey of organizing that you did not expect to happen?
That I did it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that I would ever get here, you know? To see my kids jump on board and see me get organized and them get excited about organizing.
Okay. So talk about your kids organizing.
Okay. So my son, the 3-year-old, is just a naturally neat person. He cleans up after himself. He's very organized. He's like, oh, this is not a Lego. Why is this in the Lego bin? This is not a Lego, you know, and he'll pull it out. While my daughter, who's very much like me, again, who's like my mom, this very creative type and just stuff out everywhere and flow and visual. And she is like, I colored this picture and it's the most important thing I've ever done. And you can't tell the scrap of paper from the masterpiece. And so to throw anything away is just like you're ripping parts of her soul out.
Yeah.
So she has the hardest time donating things, and she just keeps everything in her bedroom. And so it was weeks ago, you couldn't see the floor. It was just like, I couldn't walk. There were Legos, there were dolls, everything. And then we started doing the kids program with her, and she loves to watch videos. So she was all about it being videos to watch, you know? And so she calls them her Lisa videos. And so we watched them together. Yeah. We watched them together. Since then she makes her bed every day. Her room is, I mean, again, like it might not be someone else's vision of after, but you can vacuum in there. Stuff is all picked up. It's, you know, lined up nicely and neatly. She went through her closet with me. She got rid of a bunch of clothes that no longer fit. She kept only what she was going to wear. I mean, it's like this huge transformation. And she gets excited about it.
She's six.
She's six. And she... like, at first, it was kind of me like, oh, you know, look at these videos. These are fun. Last weekend, I woke up on Sunday morning. And she was like, come on, mom, we're going to clean my room. Because we were out Saturday. So, you know, normally I do it Saturday. But she's like, come on, mom, we're going to clean my room. And she like pulled me in there and was like, I need some help. And I was like, all right, I'll help you.
So does she watch the Saturday and Sunday videos each week? The cleanup videos?
Yeah.
She does. Oh my gosh, yeah. That's so cool.
So she helps make her, you know, she does make her bed and she does helps her laundry. She puts some of her own laundry away.
Wow. So does she feel like, do you call her bedroom her mini apartment?
We haven't called it that yet, but I mean, that's what we treat it now. She has, So, you know, she's got little brother now. And if she has toys that are her special toys that he doesn't get to play with, like those are in her room. And so if they're out in the family room, those are things everyone gets to play with, but her room is her domain.
And do you think the changes that she really is taking ownership of it? Or do you think it was breaking it down step by step to organize it? Or what do you think?
I think it really was a combination of both. Mm-hmm. It was her feeling powerful and that she really owned it. And she, you know, this summer we went to pick out paint. We haven't painted yet, but they picked out the colors for their bedrooms. So really giving it, this is your domain and you own it and, you know, you're in charge of this. And then also, I mean, I know I love the step-by-step and little kids, that helps so much, but I can tell that that is very helpful to her to go video by video. She cleaned her desk so she could do her homework at it.
Yes. Oh my gosh. This is so awesome. I love it. I love
it's it. Really cool.
How fun.
And I would have never, of all the kids in the world, I would have never thought, I was like, this program won't work for her because she's too, you know, she's too special.
Yeah. And it did.
It did.
And six. So I usually say that the Learn program starts at the age of 7, but there you have it, that we've got obviously 3 and 6-year-olds watching it. So the Littles program, did you go through the Littles program at all for parents in there? Mm-hmm. And that's more like diapers and food and all that that you're dealing with on your part of the house.
Right. Yeah. So I still went through that and I found it very helpful. And actually with my son, we went through and we have the cube system in his room and we went through and his books and his toys. And he's, because, you know, he wants to be like big sister, he's in there making his bed every day now. So.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
I know.
This is so great.
Best investment ever, people. I'm telling you.
Yay. Okay, great. So all of this has sounded so fun and so rosy and like everything, it's unicorns and rainbows over there, right? Like you don't have any unexpected things happening in the last 6 years. Have you had any unexpected events happen during your organizing journey that have thrown you off or stopped your progress at some times?
I mean, just life in general. And with my kids changing stages all the time, I mean, it's we change how we've used the house so many times just in the last couple years. And even this... So 2 weekends ago, my husband and I were in the kitchen and we had our son go throw a wrapper away and he couldn't get into the garbage can because we had the child locks on, but he's old enough that he can throw stuff away. Yeah. And so we were like, we need to take the child locks off now. Like we just get so used to living with the way that things were. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, so just all of the life changes and, you know, from going from diapers to no diapers and using the upstairs playroom more. It used to be an office and now it's more a playroom, but we got our family room back. And then, you know, we get sick and we stop along the way and we get busy and we go on vacation. So there's been so many stops and starts along the way, but as long as we just keep coming back to it. And in the last year or so, my dad, who he lives a couple hours from me, but he had like a health concern, a diagnosis. And so I was going up to visit him a little more often and going to help him. But what I did was, I helped him put together the medical binder.
Yeah.
And so he was really good about knowing all of his medications and everything like that. And, you know, his doctors are a good team, but just having that, like if for some reason he was in an emergency and couldn't respond, or, you know, if someone else is not able to answer for him or he goes to a new doctor, they have all his information. So again, you know, taking some time from my nuclear family at home and going to spend time with my dad, but I can help him on the, or, you know, on the organizing side too, and help him, you know, that's something you can only do what you can control. You can only control what you can control. And so being able to do that for him felt really good. It didn't feel like this out of control experience, because it was like, well, this is what I can do in this situation.
Yeah. And also, like you said, if anything happens, you now feel like you have the right information you would need to better care for him.
Absolutely. And, you know, if for whatever reason going forward, if we have to do more, we've got all of that information right at hand.
Yeah. And I also like how you've said, you know, your kids are 3 and 6, how many different times you have reorganized that house. Yeah. And that's something that if your kids are under the age of 7 and you're listening, I want you to really hear. So often, especially when our kids are little, usually we dive into organizing when our kids are little because we want to do, you know, as well as our parents did or better for our kids. And we finally have this blessing, you know, for a lot of us, it takes a long time to get this kid. And you get this child and you want everything to be perfect. And you want their nursery to look gorgeous and the playroom to be great. And when friends come over, that everything looks wonderful and all the toys have a place to be put away and everything's put away. And let me just tell you, after the baby comes, you're exhausted, and that really never ends. So this idea of putting these toys away perfectly in the same place on this bookshelf goes out the window when you're like, I'd rather have 5 more minutes of sleep. And as soon as you get that bookshelf perfect, you turn around, they've trashed the whole playroom behind you. Like, they're little Tasmanian devils running around, making messes behind whatever you're organizing. But yet you also said with your father, that was one thing you could control. I know when I was home with my kids and I was working from home, but I was home all the time. I just felt like nothing was ever finished. Like if you got the dinner done and the dishes and the kitchen finished and you looked around, the kitchen looks great. And then you look in the playroom and it's a mess. So you go over there and you pick that up and then you go in the laundry room and you realize, oh shoot, I didn't finish the laundry. Like I never felt like my house was any at ever done. It was, I could get one room done and that was it. And I would constantly feel exhausted, but then trying to do a little bit more so that the house looked better. And finally, one day I was like, it's me and them. Like, nobody's ever here. Who am I trying to impress? And even when other people do come over with kids, their house isn't any better than mine. Like, it's just, you're living in the middle of chaos, wonderful chaos, great memories. The kids are never going to remember it. Date your husband more, go to bed early, take a nap, take a bath. The toys are going to be there, but you're going, as soon as you think you have the perfect solution for Thomas the Train, they will stop playing with Thomas the Train. And now they're on to Legos. So great. You spent all this time figuring out what the perfect solution is, bought all the right bins and everything. And then all of a sudden they're 4 and they're no longer interested in trains or whatever it is. So the more you can give yourself grace when your kids are under 7, get it functionally organized so you can walk through and vacuum the room and have enough time to organize your schedule for the memories that you're making in these first years. Don't bother trying to make it perfect at all, because as soon as you do, they've outgrown it and they're on to the next thing.
Yes. And they just mess it up.
Yeah. And then grade school is great, because then you're like, oh wait, they're not messing things up and they only have like 4 passion projects each. That's when you can invest in like, okay, I'm going to get this skinny Billy bookshelf where we can display all the Lego creations, because they're going to do Legos for the next 10 years. So once your children are like 6 and they've really narrowed down to just a few things, then start looking at the solutions. But under 6, I don't know. Take more naps. That's what I always say. I wish somebody had told me that. That's why I'm always saying it. Nobody ever told me that. I grew up and we were all trying to be perfect and no one was saying don't be perfect. People were literally judging you to your face if you weren't perfect. So it was not a great time to be raising your kids. I could tell you that much.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know when I go over to other people's houses with kids, they understand. Yeah. When people come over to my house, they understand.
Yes. Yes. Right. So more grace, more baths, less perfection. Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. So Anna, what do you have more of now?
Definitely more time. And it's intentional time, you know? Mm-hmm. It's time that I can choose to work on a house project if that's what I want, or I can take it and do something for myself. I can go get my nails done, you know? And if it's spending time with my family or spending time with my husband, like we try to make sure every Friday night we do something, even if it's at home, my husband and I have date night. So
love it. Do you ever like make fun dinners for date nights? Do you have recipes you could share with me?
So my husband is also the cook in our house.
Oh, see? I'm trying to like impress Greg, and I don't know.
Just do a nice cheese and cracker sampler. And
oh, he like would love that.
Like an yeah,
like an awesome. Hors d'oeuvres and drinks.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. I'm gonna do that.
Yes.
Oh, I'm great at appetizers. Like I excel at appetizers and baked goods.
Me too.
Those are my favorite foods.
Yeah, if only I could live off of those.
There was a movie back in the day, You're Too Young, but Cher was in it. I think it was called Mermaid. And she like served her kids appetizers. Like that's what they ate was just appetizers. And my mom is also really good at appetizers. So I was like, oh, my childhood. Yeah. So what do you have less of now?
It's less guilt. Mm-hmm. It really is. And I would feel guilty that I couldn't get organized by myself. Like I felt really bad about that. There must be something wrong with me. Everyone else is doing this and I can't do it. And so I just think it's really important that people know that there's nothing wrong with you if you can't get organized. Like some of us didn't learn it. And Lisa can teach you that. I mean, that's what we just need to learn it. Mm-hmm.
And now would you say you're an organized person?
I would say I am. And I'd say I learned it.
And can you teach other people to be organized now?
I can. I think I can. And that was, you know, along the lines over the years, I thought I could just hire a professional organizer to come in. And I was really hesitant to do that because it was like, that will solve it for a hot minute. And then I'm just going to ruin it again. They say, you can't make it unorganized. I say, oh, yes, I can.
Challenge.
Yeah. But now I know how to do it and I could help other people do it. And I, you know, that was one of the reasons that I was really excited to be able to come on the podcast because I don't want anyone to feel like I felt like bad about not being organized. And I want people to know that there are ways that you can get help and you can learn. So I hope that even if one person hears that, it's worth it, you know.
It really is a stigma, isn't it? Like that's what I mm-hmm. noticed when I first started my business years ago was that people felt guilty calling me. They felt guilty when I came into their home. They felt like they weren't going to be able to maintain the system. Every single person either was or felt like they had ADHD and that there was something wrong with them. And that and a lot of them either was one of two camps. Either the spouses were very on board for them getting help, or they made their spouse feel very guilty for needing help that they would literally say, you should be able to do this. You're on your own. You shouldn't need any help. They would literally say that to my clients. And my clients would be like, I have tried, look, I've tried this. And then they'd show me their stack of organizing books and they'd show me all, they're like, mm-hmm. I tried all these things and I can't do it. And they felt so demoralized and so less than, and so like they were not living up to the expectation that their spouse and their family had of them and that there was no hope. Like it was amazing how hopeless they felt. And I knew that if they had me into their house, there are tens of thousands of people who weren't even making the call to a professional organizer who felt the same way.
Absolutely. And I mean, my husband has been supportive the whole way. My family never put it on me. And I don't know, like there was just something in me or from society in general that, you know, I was like, there is something wrong. And I did feel really hopeless. Like, mm-hmm. I just can't figure it out. Mm-hmm.
So what do you wish you knew sooner? Or that's what you just answered, didn't you?
Well, that was what I have less of guilt, which kind of led into that I wish I knew sooner because getting rid of the guilt is the biggest thing, you know?
Yeah.
And I wish that, like you said, I really wish that I knew that there was no perfect mm-hmm. because I really think a lot of my life, I believed there was a perfect and I just couldn't get there.
And do you feel like the guilt, because you even said your husband and family was supportive. So the guilt that you felt was not coming from them. It was internally.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you weren't raised in a house that had a perfectly manicured house and perfectly organized, but yet you still felt guilty, even though that wasn't how you were raised and you weren't meeting the expectation of how you were raised. Your house was basically exactly like the house you were raised in. So what was the guilt? I mean, like,
yeah,
We just manufacture it.
Yeah, it was. It was manufactured. I don't know where it came from. Mm-hmm. Your family will love you no matter what your house looks like, you know? But it was something that I guess, you know, and maybe growing up in the house that I grew up in, like we did have people over. Like we still hosted holidays, but you know, before we did, it was grab the laundry baskets and grab everything in the house and things like that. So I guess you felt a level of this isn't the way that it should be.
Oh, okay.
But also because it wasn't like if someone came over and it was messy, well, it wasn't okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I get, you know, like, and going over to like grandparents' houses and aunts and uncles, everyone's house was neat and tidy. So it always felt like, well, ours is the one that's not neat and tidy. Okay. Everyone else
okay.
is.
Okay. So you did see that. So what's your next step, Anna?
The next step is just focusing on like, you know, one-on-one time with our kids and having intentional time together as a family and seeing where we can take this productivity as a family and continuing to organize the house because we're going to change again, but, you know, making it function to our best advantage.
I love that. I mean, who doesn't want to have more time with their young kids to go play at the park or go do other things without constantly worrying about, oh, this isn't getting done at home and I have to get back to that project when I get home, like being able to truly enjoy that time with them.
Absolutely. And especially using the planning of the Sunday basket and everything, I really have been able to say, this is time that I can do cleaning and this is time that I can do, you know, something for myself. And so when I'm doing one or the other, I'm not feeling guilty like, oh, I should be doing the other thing because it's in the calendar and I know I'll get to that. That's the time. This is the time to focus on the kids right now. We'll clean later.
Oh, it's so exciting to hear you say all this because, I mean, I have followed you online through all of this. And I just, the one thing that I would say that people can't see on the podcast is you are beaming. Like you are smiling during this entire interview so big. And I just love it. Like you just look so happy.
It has been a true transformation. I am a happier person than when I started this journey. And
that
I mean,
so
we
cool.
we have a great life on top of it all. You know, mm-hmm. I'm very mm-hmm. blessed, but this getting organized has helped me do so many things. I was able to get my goal weight at Weight Watchers because we got the kitchen organized. You know, it really, because I plan my meals, because I use that planner and the Sunday basket. It has changed our lives for the better.
That is incredible. So what advice would you give to someone who is just starting out and they're like, okay, Anna, I mean, she is me and I want to be happier. I want to be my goal weight. I want to have time with my kids. Like, what would you tell them?
So it was, I can't remember if it was on a podcast or an Instagram you did, but you told us, just pick one person and stick mm-hmm. with it. And that's the thing, because I've read the books, I've tried all the different methods, and it's just like throwing spaghetti and seeing what mm-hmm. sticks. And picking one person and following it and sticking to it, and even knowing that sometimes it's not going to work, but getting back and going to that one thing and not continuing to try one thing, another thing, but sticking with it, committing to it and going mm-hmm. for it. And for me, knowing that, you know, the 100-day program, all access, Sunday basket, all of that. I knew all of that work, especially seeing the progression of the Sunday basket for me. Like, I was like, I know Lisa knows what she's talking about. So I'm like, my person that I'm following is Lisa. She's my person and I'm sticking with it. And it was transformational.
Oh, Anna, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure to have you on the podcast. I know this will speak to so many others. And you are obviously active in the Facebook group. They can find you there as well, right?
Yes, that's right. I'll be there.
Okay. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you so much.
Are you loving these new podcasts? Oh my gosh. I could talk to you guys forever. And I love talking to you actually in person. If you have a story and you would love to share it on the podcast, just go to organize365.com/Wednesday to apply.